Father in heaven, as we begin this study, we once again entreat you that you would send your Holy Spirit to accompany this message. Send your Holy Spirit to anoint the words spoken here. I ask for your wisdom and for your ability to convey these principles and thoughts correctly. And I commit this study into your hands that you might use it in any way you say fit. I ask that you would bless it to help contribute to this final work here on earth, both in our individual experiences, but in the world at large. We thank you for the ability to understand the truths you've left entrusted to us, and we ask that you would give us courage to bring them into our lives, that we might glorify you and serve those around us in such a way that they would be drawn unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. This is part two of the study on the judgment of the living. We ended our last study after going through an overview of the judgment. We discussed the sealing and the fact that the sealing time is a time period. We also discussed that the removal of the Holy Spirit from the earth is in connection with what's going on in the most holy place. Perhaps the most significant quote on that particular study in my mind was the one that identified that the world can only be warned by seeing those who believe the truth sanctified through the truth. And the next sentence says, the sanctification of the Spirit signalizes the difference between those who have the seal of God and those who keep a spurious rest day. When the test comes, it will be clearly shown what the mark of the beast is. In other words, that was from Bible Training School, December 1st, 1903, but what that quote very clearly says is that the only way the world can be warned is by seeing people that have the seal of God. It says they can only be warned by seeing those who believe the truth, that are sanctified through the truth. And then she says this sanctification of the Spirit identifies those who have the seal of God. So the seal of God comes before this final warning message. And then we close with the truth that no one will receive the seal of God that has any sin in their lives. And then comes the latter rain. That's from Testimonies, Volume 5, 214. When we get to the conclusion of this study, you will see, hopefully, why we're taking some time to really identify where these waymarks line up, because we're going to look at many